Right, it's always heritage. It's always very special. Not only the church, but also when I talk about church, the people, yeah. And we have fond memories of those. This morning I asked how many from Dunsfold Drive, except I mentioned about Cindy Ho, and of course my sister was baptized there. I was baptized there, and Richard and my wife, just a handful, were from Dunsfold Drive in 1988. And then we have Marshall Road and others. So I'm so glad to still see those people around. And today I'm able to see a lot of new faces. Some of you came to me and said, I have not seen you before. So here you are. Here I am, you can see me. All right. Preaching to our home church is slightly different emotionally, and the commitment is also quite different, because I know my own pastor very well. Sometimes I dare not say a lot of things. He's going to say, please return your certificate, you know. So Pastor Moore also said, what have you studied? All went to waste. And I tell you, you people have a better time studying in college today than during my time. My time, we studied from 7:30 to 10:30. Pastor Kroger, Pastor Moore, they really pushed me to the limit. 7:30 to 10:30, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. That's tough. But by the grace of God, we are able to pull through. Yeah, and I was able to pull through. And of course, not just me. Those lecturers who prepared those lessons for us, I really appreciate them, Pastor Moore and Pastor Crocker, for preparing a lesson to make our study much easier. Even though we have a lot of study questions to do, and we have a lot of tests to pass, and we are able to finish and come forth to learn, go forth to serve. That was the key reason why we study. And to go to the mission field with, we call it the uncertainty in ourselves. But again, we know that certainly God is going to bless. That's how we trust God and walk by faith, not by sight. So there was 2002 I left for Malacca, and I have never regret one bit that I left my hometown's home country, Singapore, and went to Malacca to minister. Having to ride our own tracks, having no transport. The first vehicle we bought was the Candy, the little two-wheeler bicycle, and we used that for a long time until it was stolen. Then someone gave us a motorcycle which could only sit one person. When Helen sit on the back, the whole seat would touch the tire. So, by God's grace again, someone help us to purchase the van. Right, all these things possible because God has been faithful, and He's still faithful. I always use the word, God is faithfully faithful. After 12 years, I'm glad to be back here to greet you and to say hello to everyone here. And I'm so glad that we're able to come to the new place of worship. The church now in Malacca is self-governed, able to have self-financed, and we support 12 missionaries in various countries. Yeah, so a lot of things that I learned from missions work, I learned it from Heritage Baptist Church. And someone has said, came to our church and said, you have only about 5 working adults, you support 12 missionaries. So kind of flattering, but again, I felt proud of what we are able to accomplish with the leader that we have. God is able to multiply. All this I learned through the Word of God and through our veteran missionaries. Let me ask, since the 12 years that I was sent as a Singaporean serving in a foreign field, does that Nehemiah has the desire and the heart to know what's happening in the hometown, in Jerusalem. My heart always think about how is my church, Heritage Baptist Church, doing. Would there be a new missionary coming out from Heritage Baptist Church? I was called, surrendered in 1995. That was 19 years ago. And I'm not sure how long should I have to wait for a better news, a good news that someone from Heritage Baptist Church is going to go out to the missions field and preach the gospel of Christ. How long would Jesus Christ, when he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature 2,000 years ago, how long is he going to wait for someone going to bring the gospel of Christ to the regions beyond? This is a valid question that we have to ask ourselves, Heritage Baptist Church. How long are we going to endure to see the destruction of people who is on the way to slippery route to the place of destruction? We must be conscious about the Great Commission God has given to us. We must be conscious about what we are in today. We as a Heritage Baptist Church, mission-minded, Bible-believing Christians, we ought to sometimes to look back in ourselves, have we done enough for the work of missions? Have we been obedient? So I pray you answer those questions prayerfully. The text that we're going to read today and the title of today's message is The Same Voice is Still Calling. Where are the reapers? Where are the reapers? 2,000 years has passed, or in this very current moment, 19 years has passed. Who is willing to surrender their lives to go to the mission field? We are still waiting. I hope I don't have to wait another 19 years. By then I'm too old to see, to hear the good news. Very soon some of us will be passed into eternity. Will I got a chance to see the next generations of preachers? Will I have the chance to see the next generations of missionaries going out to the foreign field, representing Heritage Baptist Church, representing my homeland, Singapore, to go out to the missions field? 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ said, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are failed. Would that lesson been taught over and over again in missions conference, as we study the gospel book, would that move our hearts? Would that convict our hearts to do something? Are we sensitive to know that Jesus Christ was pleading with people, the laborers are filled? Was he talking to the blank walls? Was he talking to us? Maybe we need to ponder a little bit. Who are those laborers? Why was he still pleading? And today, churches of a like faith like us, we are missions conference. It is the biggest event of the church. It is the most important conference of an independent Baptist church like us. To challenge the people to do more for missions by giving, by praying, and by going. If we have been insensitive to the calling, the challenge that we receive year after year, then we are not doing enough for the cause of missions. We have not done enough for the favor that we want to give back to the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Preachers, are they really hard to get? I must admit, yes. Not because of the fault of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given the Great Commissions. He has given us the commandments. The fault lies within us. Have we responded to the call? Are we insensitive to the needs of the lost world? The answers only you could answer. The same voice that said 2,000 years ago, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in all in Samaria, and on the othermost part of the earth. So 2,000 years ago, the same voice that was encouraging us, commanding us to go in the othermost part of the earth, is still ringing in our ears, is still loud and clear. What are we going to do about those commandments? Are we not obedient children of God? Are we just being sitting around and try to warm our seat and live within our comfort zone? Are you still waiting for another KJ Han to go on your behalf? He said 2,000 years ago, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Have we not understood what it meant to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the church as a whole? The same voice is still pleading with churches to send forth laborers. As Jesus Christ has rightly said, for the harvest truly is plenteous and the fields are white, or ready to harvest. I would like to bring you back to the time of Jesus Christ, what he did in it during the early time of his ministry. Before we look at the scriptures today, let us pray and ask God to give us attentive ears. Let us give God the free way to convict us. Let God speak to our hearts. May we be obedient. May we be sensitive to the pleading of the Spirit. Let us pray. Father, we ask that you bless the time we have this morning. We can procrastinate, we can think about our own self. But the truth is that millions will go to hell in minutes. May God help us today. May God speak to our hearts. May the people here be responsive to the great commandments that God has given us. Jesus Christ loved us so much and he gave himself for us. God, I pray as we conclude the meeting, the conference today, may you work in our lives, in our hearts, that we will do more for missions for the coming years. I commit this thing to you in Jesus' name. Amen. The text I'm taking was from Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. So just from 35 to 38, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. This section of scriptures give us a little pattern of what Jesus was doing in the initial period of his ministry. We all know that the purpose of his coming was to put on human flesh and to go to the cross and to be crucified so that he could redeem us from the bondage of sin. But also show us for 3.5 years, he was able to show us a pattern of the ministry. And that should set forth the pattern for us also. You can find it in verse 35 of our text. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in his synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Then healing come next. I believe in this pattern. I believe the souls of men are more important than the physical needs of people. If our souls are not saved, they will have no hope. No God, no hope. So we can see over and over again, right from the beginning in Matthew chapter 4, after his temptation trials by Satan, the same pattern in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, say the same thing, teaching, preaching, and healing. The same pattern go on. So it is my prayer for a church like this that teaching and preaching should be the priorities of everything. It is the souls of men that's at stake that we need to take the gospel of Christ, expounding, that's teaching, and then preaching to apply to ourselves and challenging us. And prayerfully, Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit will convict some of us to do more for missions. It is through the missionary's work in 1988 that I was saved. It is through the missionary's work that many people in the Philippines, in Singapore, in Malaysia were saved. And we can sit here and say, thank God I'm saved. Thank you for saving me. But we need to bring the same blessing to those who have not receiving the gospel. We ought to be the kind of Christian we ought to be grateful. If God saved us, we ought to be soul winners, we ought to be the preachers, we ought to be gospel ministers, bringing the gospel of Christ to the regions beyond. Every heart without Christ is a mission field. It can be in your home, it can be your workplace, in your school. We ask that you continue to watch over the things that we have in Heritage Baptist Church. We have the good name. I like this word, heritage. That's why I named the Learning Center Heritage. We should have that heritage to go on for years and for years. It's a church who is mission-minded, that's sending out missionaries who are concerned for the souls of men. How about healing? Healing is not our main areas of responsibility. But I do find that certain healing is vitally important in our ministry. The activities of physical healing is mentioned after teaching and preaching. We need to get people saved first. If healing was Jesus Christ's primary, the most important ministry, then he would not have told those people who are healed, don't tell people about it. The lepers who were healed, and Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man. And then two blind men that were healed, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But when it comes to preaching our gospel, he had preaching to everyone, go in all the world and preach the gospel. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Son, of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is the mandate, that is the great commission God wants us to do, to preach the gospel of Christ. But healing will be one step that we can attract people. When we are saved, when people are saved, we begin to teach them to observe all things. During the course of teaching, we will take care of some of their physical needs. Physical healing is a demonstration of God's love and compassion. It should be a natural outflow of emotion towards those people who suffer. Galatians chapter 6:10, and we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Don't get me wrong. The healing we are talking about after people are saved, we are talking about we want to heal those spiritual bankrupts, getting them saved. But we also want to heal and help those who are emotionally better, the physically impaired, and financially burdened. But our number one priority is still the saving of souls. The mission has not changed. Jesus Christ has given us a pattern. His pattern will not change. Teaching and preaching the kingdom of God. Number two, then we look at Jesus' mission field has not changed. Jesus Christ went about all cities and villages. In other words, every heart without Jesus Christ is a mission field. We need to pray for laborers. We need to pray. When I was in Malacca Bible Baptist Church, we have the Vacation Bible School from 2006 and every 2 years later on, it becomes so popular, we have that on a yearly basis. And last year we have 59 in our attendance. Some of these kids come from villages, from Tangka, from Kluang and other places to attend our vacation Bible school. For many years, these people have returned to their hometown, not having a church like us that they could attend. Our church began to pray began to pray for someone that was able to go to Tangkat to minister. We pray. And Brother Eric answered the call of God and went to Tangkat and to be missionary minister to those kids that we want to the Lord. Then we began to pray for Kluang, one Christian couple. They claim they are Baptist. They was baptized by Emmanuel Baptist Church in Singapore. I went there to visit them and said, Pastor Han, we are hungry for a good fundamental Baptist church, but we found none for the last 30 years. My heart was grieved. I said, what can we do? Pastor, I'm going to open my house for you. But I cannot split into two to go there. So we began to pray for Kluang, and we have a missionary from Singapore, Pastor Ord, to go there, and he started a church. Now the church is functioning. We need to pray for power of God to intervene in the affairs of this missions work. If you can pray, you can see that people here will be able to go to places like that to minister. Do you believe in prayer? I believe. The missions field has not changed. We need to go places like Tangkat. We need to go places like Kluang. It can be cities where populated. We have go to village that is sparsely populated. Jesus Christ went to populated cities like Capernaum and many other cities, but he also traveled a long distance way to Samaria and reached out to just one lady, the Samaritan woman by the well. Would you make the effort to go there to reach out to someone that is far away, or would you just wait for a convenient time when he comes or she comes during a Chinese reunion dinner? Would you make an effort to go there and travel there and speak to them? I ask that you make a concerted effort to reach out for someone that you love. We did that for my brother and my mother. We traveled 200 kilometers more than 10 times before they accepted me first. Then they accepted the gospel of Christ. It's an effort that you cannot afford to spare. You love someone, you make effort. You don't wait for a better time. You don't wait for a convenient time. You need to make effort to go there with a purpose in your heart to win someone to the Lord. Jesus Christ's mission field has not changed. They expect us to go because he was not willing that any should perish, but they all should come to repentance. Jesus Christ went to all the cities and all villages. He was reaching out to the rich and the poor, the educated and not so educated. He was reaching out to the Jews, the Samaritans, and the Gentiles. He was reaching out to the helpless and the hopeless. How much are we reaching out? We support many missionaries. Thank God for you. You have been faithful in giving. We met the goal last year. I've been to many missions conference. They always have a target amount of numbers. I've been to a few churches. I still have one or two Singapore churches that I went 10 years ago. They have put a certain amount, and today they have dropped that amount. After 10 years, the target has reduced. What a sad scenario is that. But Heritage Baptist Church always on the increase. That's, you need to give yourself a clap. Because we don't set the target, we set the target of 100% participation, and that's going to bring the numbers of dollars up automatically. I pray that Heritage Baptist Church, everyone should be involved in faith promise giving. Everyone should be involved in praying that God will send forth laborers into the harvest. If you pray, God will bless you with that. He was reaching out to all the people. When he looked up, he saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. What do you see when you go to Orchard Road or the Filipinos? What do you see in the Golden Mall or the Thais? What you see is Serangoon or the Indians. No. Jesus Christ, when he saw the multitudes, he saw their hearts. He saw their helplessness. He saw their hopelessness. This is what we expect Jesus Christ expects us to see, not on the outside, but saw the real needs of a person, the salvation of soul. Do you see them the way Jesus sees them? We ought to. We ought to. If you do, you will be moved with compassion. For these people, majority of them do not have a clear presentation of the gospel. Many Christians who come my way, come into our church, or come to a learning center and say, I'm a Christian. But they never try to reach out to their own family. The two sons, they were about 7, 8 years old, they already know everything. But they never hear the gospel. I have the privilege of leading so many boys that were in our school to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are so glad we have the Bible. We are so glad that you are in the right church, that you can learn how to present the gospel in a proper way. Without a clear presentation of the gospel, many people will be misled and will be led away astray. Like those people that were scattered abroad, not having a sheep, or not having a shepherd. This is the real problem today. We need good preachers, well-trained, fundamental Bible-believing Christians to go out to reach out to the world. The situation today is not better than 12 years ago. Reaching the lost is not easier. We need more people. So he saw the helplessness and the hopelessness of conditions of people because they were fainted. They were weary, they were burdened, they were scattered abroad like sheep having no shepherd. The people here, they were just roaming around aimlessly in life, not knowing there is eternity, eternal destination, eternal damnations, eternal destruction waiting for them on their way. But do we see that? Do we see that? Singapore is a blessed nation. You have abundance. You have the knowledge. You have the education. You have the infrastructures. And God bless this country especially. Can we not use the blessings of God and to do something for the souls of men? We encourage you to do small. Not just by way of giving, but also by going and your prayer time. The people do not change. From time in Matthew chapter 4, all the ways until the end of the gospel, the fame of Jesus Christ spread throughout the regions. People have come with all form of disease. They have come looking for the wrong thing. But Jesus Christ continued to preach, continued to be kind to them. Let me say today, people have not changed. They are still looking for the same wrong things. They are looking for the outward. They're looking for something that is to satisfy their immediate needs. They could not think about the future. They could not look into a life after death. The Bible says, as it is appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. A lot of people do not want to view life is going to end real soon. They think they have still have 10 more years to serve God. They think they still have 10 more years to trust Jesus Christ. We do not know, unless the Lord will, we'll live tomorrow. I'm thankful that God brought the gospel to me, 1988. If I should die today, heaven is my home. My son may cry for a little time, but he knows that one day he's going to see me in heaven. Dad, how are you? I know one day I'm going to see my mom in heaven. Mom, I love you. You make the biggest decision of your life. My mom has been praying to those Taoist, those idols for 70 years. To have her to change is quite impossible. But by God, nothing is impossible. We did it. My brother told me it is wrong for Christians to convert him. It is wrong for you, Brother Han, to come and tell me all about Jesus Christ. I'm praying to this Goddess of Mercy. I got everything I need. Don't come and convert me. But thank God, he softened his heart. I'm ready to accept Christ as my Savior. Precious souls, you can do it. You can do it. When we look at people the way Jesus sees, we will be moved with compassion. If you look at your mom dying of disease, and you'll be moved with compassion. Let us show some concern for the lost. The multitudes are slipping very quickly into eternal damnation. We need missionaries. God wants you. HBC, when we will see another homegrown missionary again? I hope I don't have to wait very long. The problem of shortage of missionaries has not changed despite the instruction to go into all the nations 2,000 years ago. Jesus said, "Be witnesses unto me. Go into all the world. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." The same problem still exists today, and we are still not responding to the call to missions. We are the missionaries. The sons of Heritage Baptist Church, I'm sure God will speak to some of us today. I'm confident. I just have that guts feeling that God's going to speak to some of you to be a preacher. If that's the case, you're going to tell me an invitation. I would like you to get on your knees and ask God to direct you. And thank God for that. In 1995, I was doing that missions conference where Brother E preached there. Where is the sons of Singapore? Oh, I cried. I said, "Where's the son of Singapore?" I get on my knees. I said, "God, take me." And he told me, "Where's the son of Heritage Baptist Church and the son of Singapore? Would you give your life to the souls of this world?" Jesus Christ's message has not changed after 2,000 years. The message said the potential of the harvest truly is plenteous. God guaranteed that. God said, "Look, lift up your eyes and look under the fields. They are white already to harvest." I mean, as I look at this passage here, I mean, God has been so kind. He did not ask you to go and sow and reap. He asked you to go and reap. And what a wonderful job that we have. And God said, "Go and reap the harvest." Someone has planted. Someone has watered. Go up there to harvest. And not only that, you're going to guarantee a good harvest. Then we look at the harvesting. You also look at the urgency of the harvest. It says white already to harvest. Not say 4 months. But then cometh harvest. Harvesting need to be done quickly. If not, it will go spoiled. The ripened fruit will be spoiled. You need to go and pluck them. You need to go and cut them. You need to harvest them before they are spoiled. Number one. If there's a wind going to blow, strong wind, this crop's going to fall. And it's going to be spoiled too. Since they are ripe, birds and pests will come and eat those, and you're going to spoil it too. We need, as soon as they are ripe, we need to go out there to harvest. Not only that, we need to go as quickly as possible, we need plenty of workers. Just Brother Han, Malacca is getting populated. I tried the best I could with the limited resources that we have, with the limitation that I have as Singaporeans to go and reap those harvests. We need laborers to go along. The field is white. It's filled. But we need laborers to go and. You don't expect one person to go and reap and take months to finish the harvest. By the time, all will be spoiled. Can you envision the time that we start to wait and wait for others to go? More people are going to hell in a minute. Every minute People are going in the hellfire to be burned forever and forever. And the song we saw, the blood will be, their blood will be in our hands if we know how to do it, and we refuse to do it. James said very clearly, be not only hearers but also the doers of it. The time to harvest is already here. 12 years ago, the harvest in Malacca was already there, and we are still harvesting, but we need more laborers. The harvest is already here. We cannot afford to wait, because the ripened crops will not wait for you. We cannot afford the waste. The weather and pests will spare no mercy on those crops. We cannot afford the wine. The disciples of Christ need to grow up. It is time to lift up our eyes and look on the fields. We should not just look at ourselves and gross in our own things, but we need to lift up our eyes and look on the fields, as Jesus said to the disciples. The disciples had come and said, Jesus, please eat. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. Are we doing the will of God? Are we just trying to satisfy our own comfort, looking inwards and looking downwards, but refuse to look up onto the fields when there's a harvest is plenteous? Then the last thing we talk about, the reapers. In chapter 4, in Matthew chapter 4, Jesus Christ went about teaching and preaching in synagogues and healing all manners of disease. But at the same time as he walked through these cities, by the seashores, he found Peter and Andrew, said, come on, I'll make you fishers of men. And Peter and Andrew let down, and immediately straightway they let down their nets and followed Jesus Christ. As he walked a little bit further, he saw James and John with their father, and come on, join me. And immediately they let out their net and left their father. Come chapter 9, Jesus Christ found Matthew, and he immediately let down his business and joined Jesus Christ. We hope we have more people like them, who are willing to let down the comfort, the job, and follow Jesus Christ. My father said I was stupid to give up my job. But I look back, Brother Hunt is not stupid, was not stupid. I was smart enough to follow Christ and to follow and to do his will, to be in center of his great will. And today, I can say I'm very, very, very blessed. Every soul that will want to the Lord Jesus Christ bring great joy to my soul. After 2,000 years has passed, the voice of Jesus Christ still can be heard. Are you listening? Urging, pleading for his believers to go and win the world of lost people for Christ. If that's 2,000 years ago, we ought to need it now. We need it now, and we need in good number. Where do we get the reapers? Where do we get the laborers? Do we expect the people across the street to go out? We expect those members of a church within this four walls. God has called the church to send out laborers. Even though here we say, therefore the Lord of harvest, that he will send forth laborers. That's by the power of God he's going to send out. But you have the responsibility, first of all, to answer God's calling, to go. And then if you cannot go, if you're not willing to go, I'm not sure what's a good reason. Not willing to go is not a good reason. All right? If God did not call you, then you need to pray and to give so that others might go. Because of your giving, I was able to be there. Because of your giving, Sister Dolly could be in Taiwan. Because of you giving, Pastor E is able to go to Iran Jaya. They represent you, or we represent you. That does not mean you can discharge your responsibilities. You need to continue to pray for us. And number one, number two, you need to continue to pray for laborers. You need to pray for more laborers. Three of us, not good enough. Not enough. Not enough. I pray that this message here, even though it's short, the message is quite clear. God calls us to go and teach and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Who will go? It's all up to us as a whole, as a church, to answer God's calling. It's all up to us to see the needs of this world. It's all up to us to move the heart of God that He will send forth laborers onto the fields. Would you pray? Would you give? And would you give? Go. God's mission has not changed. The problem of shortage of missionaries has not changed. The message of God is still the same. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. I pray that God will work in your life to pray earnestly that some may answer the calls of God. If God speak to you today, respond by saying, God, I will do what you want me to do. I will go wherever you want me to go. I want to be in the center of God's will. I want to be like Pastor Ray Kroger, who left America and went to Korea. I want to be like Pastor E, who left Singapore and go to Iran Jaya, where they have faced mosquitoes. I pray that you can take the torch from here to the regions beyond. May God bless you. Let us pray.